How would you structure such workshop or session? So that would be huge whiteboard and different sections dedicated to different personas, and people start throwing in their input, you know, maybe on sticky notes and something in those dedicated areas. Is that the right way I'm imagining that?
Oh, maybe. It depends on how much research you've done. So if you want to start the workshop with just doing like a basic review of what you already know about your customers, it could be a very quick way to bring teams together and start to really formulate a theory around who your customers are if they've never done it before. A good starting point might just be, look, we're going to do internal discovery about what we already know about or think we know about our customers. And use that forum. Just use a white space, throw up a few personas. Like maybe you have someone who's, you know, a C-suite executive, and you have someone who's a marketing director. And you have somebody who's in production doing product development, and you want to understand, how do we make a product that works for these three kinds of people who are going to be using it? And what do we know about them today? So you could probably do a two-hour workshop where you just get insights from different stakeholders about what they think. I would call that a proto-persona. I think that's a pretty common term that's out there today. And if you really want to develop a persona that's research-based, then it probably is you have some UX researcher or product developer, product owner who's done some interviews, done some observations, who's taking that and, you know, and shared that back to the stakeholders. And I've seen our teams do this in different companies, is they, you know, use the whiteboard to actually do a research review. Like, here's what we've really learned through interviews. Here are some verbatims. Here's some actual data. Here are the themes that we've discovered, you know, this quarter about what's really happening in the market. And you can use that for a research review in a pretty rich and informative way. And also, I think you can get people engaged at that point, too, because you could use voting to say, okay, here's the five top themes that we discovered in the research, you know, prior to Q1. What should we focus on? Where's the biggest pain that we want to solve for? So even in the research review, you can kind of make it an interactive experience that brings team members on board in a way that I think is hard to do without this kind of visual engagement.